Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
This is Good Morning NOCO with Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Oh, the bus is back in motion, baby. It was stuck in neutral. It was stuck in park even. It's finally back into drive. I'm Tanner Schwint on a Thursday morning.
Oh, I knew you were going to be full of yourself already. I'm Brian Gary on a Thursday as well. Let's get into this bus talk, buddy.
Let's do it. Live from the Allo Communications Studios. Yesterday, how about the Rockies? It was one of those games that it was shaping up like the last three games were for the Rockies. They went down. Pretty good pitching from Kyle Freeland yesterday. The bullpen didn't give anything up, and you just were waiting for that timely hit. And you were close, you were close, you were close, and they finally got the timely hitting in the bottom of the eighth inning when Connor Joe singled, and then he was brought around to score, and then C.J. Crone. The NL leader in home runs blasts a two-run home run, and Daniel Bard goes 1-2-3 in the top of the ninth, and the Colorado Rockies snap a 12-game losing streak to the San Francisco Giants to lose the series still 1-2. But it was every game was decided very closely, and San Francisco's a really good team. I think you take this, and maybe I'm grasping for, you know, I'm grasping at nothing, but
yeah, you are.
No, I just don't think so, Brian. Yeah, this team's got it, and I'm just. You said it's going to be a historic. You said it's going to be a historically bad season.
I
think you're flat out wrong on that.
Yeah, well, you obviously bought a bus, so I mean, but here's. Yeah, I'm always happy about the win. Don't get me wrong.
Uh-huh.
I'm just very, very pessimistic in the sense of Rocky success.
Your track record's great.
Well, you've been in the ditch more than you've been on the road this year, for God's sake.
In the last couple games, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's back up and firing. We haven't heard noise in a while.
No, at least you got the horn working. That's
yep.
wonderful.
Yep.
What gets me is, okay, they've lost a buttload of games over the last couple of weeks. They haven't looked good. They finally pull one out first time in, 14 games against the Giants that they end up getting a W?
Yeah.
And for you, that's like the bus is running great. To me, it's like it's in the mud hole, and it got a little traction going backwards so it can rock forward and then go back and then forward and then back, and then it might bump out. So we're about eight more gears before that thing's even going to get out of the rut it's stuck in. So simmer down, boy.
No, I mean, you look at it, you know, the Sunday game against Kansas City, just a heartbreaker. It was just one of those, okay, we're not used to being in these situations. We're not used to being able to go in and close these games. I know Kansas City's not a good team. Their offense came alive here in Colorado. You lose that game because Daniel Bard blows that save opportunity after you hang seven in the seventh inning. Tough loss there. Then on, Monday night, you get it tied up 6-6. You go in the top of the ninth. Bard strikes out the side. What else does he do? He leaves one hanging slider for Mike Yastrzemski just to take it into the second deck in right field. And then Tuesday night, you have a 10-7 ballgame. You think, okay, you're going to get blown out. Here come the Rockies, and you've got runners on first and second. C.J. Crone up, missed opportunity there to get some runs in. Yesterday, they didn't miss those opportunities. This is a team that, yeah, you're right, hasn't had a lot of success winning, hasn't been in these close type of games, and how do you reach down and find this win? And I think they found that yesterday, and it'll be telling. It'll be really telling how they battle against the Mets, because the Mets are off to a really hot start. The Rockies are off today, Friday, against the Mets, who are 25-14 on the year. The Rockies now sitting a game below 500, 18-19. This is a big series, but you've got your man, Germán Márquez, who finally looked like Germán Márquez of old.
You should host a Rocky show or something. Because,
that's right.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you're into all the nuts and bolts. You like know players' names and things like that. I just, I just look at the WL and what I've felt throughout my many years of Rocky fandom since they began. What I do know is I got to experience this game in the best way possible because I got done here yesterday. You guys were back here watching the game, right. And I had to run and go do something. I was running to pick up my grandson. So I got there, I got early, and I found my spot just parked in the corner, and then I just turned on the ball game. I just sat back and listened to Jack Corrigan and Jerry Schimmel call the game. Hearing them call an exciting bottom of the eighth?
Yeah.
They took over. Just hearing when Crone hit that home run, just the electricity in their voices, you could hear Jerry just want to jump out of his seat and the excitement and then coming in and shutting it down. In all honesty, gang, there is no more enjoyable way to feel the excitement of a Rockies game, aside from being there, than listening to the call on KOA.
No, that's exactly right.
Right?
Yeah, you know? It absolutely is. Jerry and Jack have been doing it for so long. And I do want to give a shout out, talking about the broadcasters down there at AT&T Sportsnet. I don't know if you saw this on, I believe it was Tuesday night, Kelsey Wingert.
I was just reading that this morning.
She's an incredible sideline reporter for the Rockies. They got her away from the Atlanta Braves. I don't know how they stole her away from Atlanta, but she came over and was sitting in the little press dugout right there, right next to the dugout, and there was a line drive that went straight in that direction, and Jeff Houston jumps on there and goes, "Kelsey, are you okay?" And just radio silence from Kelsey, and that was when you knew that something not great had happened. She took a 95-mile-per-hour line drive right off the top of the head. She posted a picture yesterday for the first time this anybody had seen or heard from her, and she had a big old goose egg on the top of her head, stitches. She's doing okay, but that was a scary scene because you hear, "Kelsey, are you okay?" Nothing. You see the medics come on from behind home plate and run over there, but really glad to see Kelsey Wingert doing better.
Have you ever been hit by a ball like that?
No, not that hard.
I was coaching, and I was coaching third base, and I get a line drive shot coming right to me. And again, I was much bigger at this time, and it hit the side of my stomach, and it actually, I think my stomach engulfed it, you know, and held it in there for a while like an ingrown hair. And then when I breathed out, it like popped out.
Nice.
You know, and it shot out. But then I just tried to be, "Oh, I'm good. No problem. No problem." And I could feel the thing just swelling up and blistering. The game got over. I went home and cried.
Yeah.
I mean, I had the greatest imprint of the laces and everything right on there, man.
Well, I tell you what, the Rockies bus is back in action. We're rolling. We're rolling on down the highway right now. Brian, tell us about our Happy Life Gardens poll question today.
I will, Tanner. Now, I love to watch TV. I am an entertainment freak, love watching shows. And sometimes I watch shows that I feel are a little bit embarrassing. I hate to admit that I watch them, but I'm going to. And I know you're in this, too. I know you're listening, and there are shows that you won't tell most people that you watch, but you do. You might secretly be an absolute addict of Outlander. You might be totally addicted to some other type of, like Dr. Pimple Popper or something like that, that, you know, you don't necessarily want to admit that you watch it all the time, but you do. So The Happy Life Gardens poll question is, what TV show are you ashamed to admit that you watch? And I'll go ahead and start it out, because I've got lots of them. But I'll go with the Kardashians.
Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
I felt terrible that I watched it. The Bachelorette. I'm embarrassed, but I watched it. I did, and still. Hoarders is another one that I'm quietly addicted to, because it always makes me feel better about our housekeeping when I'm done watching that. And the nightly news. You know, those are a few that I'm ashamed to admit that I watch, but I do. So I want you to chime in. Hit us up on the text line at 888-530-0043. That's 888-530-0043. Or hit us up on our social media accounts as well. I want you to confess of the embarrassing TV shows that you watch. Like Tanner may admit, I watch soccer every night.
No, I don't.
I want to hear that.
I don't.
I do.
I want to hear what you have to say, but I don't watch soccer every night. I don't really know, Brian. I don't know what an embarrassing one is. I might have to consult you on a couple here in this break.
Look, just getting to know everybody, but I'm just guessing at some point somebody's throwing in porn. Oh yeah. It's gonna happen.
All right, don't do that. What? We don't want to hear about those habits.
I will listen to anything.
All right, we'll text Brian directly. But yeah,
that's
comment on our Facebook page.
What to do.
At Good Morning NoCo. Text us on the J9 Agency's text line 888-530-0043. Let's get a break. We'll be back on the other side. Good Morning NoCo on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Join Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and the Coach. Weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Sorry, I love this, man.
Good morning, NoCo. Right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310. KFKA, you're feeling it this morning. You're ready to roll.
I'm feisty.
Did you finally get some sleep last night?
Got a little bit of sleep. Feeling good.
I
yeah,
can see it
absolutely.
All over you.
Yeah, I'm feisty. I want to rock and roll all morning and party every day. I am totally ready for it.
Well, I tell you what, Brian, I was thinking about it a little bit more over the break about what trash TV do I watch. And a lot of it is not by my doing, to be honest with you.
Oh, and this is what everybody says.
No, this one, I mean,
peer pressure.
Honestly, I had never seen an episode of The Bachelor before I met my girlfriend.
Yeah.
And now there's every once in a while there's a season that she's like, oh, I really like this. We should watch it. I'm like, I make you watch enough sports, I suppose I will sit here.
Right.
It's terrible. It makes my skin crawl. I'm like, okay, we want a reality TV show about one dude dating 30 women, but when a dude does it in real life, all of a sudden he's a pig. Like, I don't know why they fantasize. I don't know why they fantasize over it when it's on TV.
That's a really good point.
But then when it's in real life, like, that guy's a scumbag. Like,
no, it kills me on those shows because it's, you know, the girls will be sitting there, or it's the guys if it's the Bachelorette, mm-hmm. you know, and they're sitting there going, you know, I just got to know that I'm the one. You know,
you're one of 30.
You are from yeah. 8 to 10
right.
tonight.
Right.
That's it, you know? Well, you know she's, you know, when they say, yes. no, I'm in love with you, no, you're the one. I just have to be sure. So I need to sleep with these other 8 and give them grades. And then
it's
at the end,
trash.
I'm going to figure things out.
This
and
why,
you're going to be the only one for me.
This is why other countries hate us. Because
you know,
of TV shows.
But we stole
like
these
this.
From other countries.
That's true.
Okay.
Oh, what is the one? Have you seen Love Island?
I have not stooped that low. I stooped lower than that and watched like Love in a Pod or something. There was some one of Netflix or somebody. It was Nick Lachey and his wife were hosting it, where they never saw each other. They could only speak through walls in these pods and talk to each other and get to know each other's personalities. And then if you proposed to them, then you met them and you tried to go through and get a wedding. Love is Blind, it was called.
Oh yeah,
just horrible. But I'd get done. And I am sick at myself. Why am I watching this? What's the next episode? I got to
really,
see what
you dive
she
right,
does.
Oh.
I got it. Yeah. Yeah.
There was, you ever see the sitcom Community?
Oh, yeah. I just kind of started to dive into that again on Netflix to remind
Have
me
you been
how
through,
funny it was.
Yeah, it's good until it's not. Like that last season.
I didn't get there.
Okay. Sorry. I won't ruin it for you then. But that last season is just trash. It's just so bad. On the text line, the J9 Agency's text line, chiming in here in the 970, all the Hallmark rom-coms. About, I mean, right around the holiday season, they start to pop up. And
not even the holiday season. They consider Arbor Day a holiday, and then it's going to be the tree that cried.
Yeah.
You know, that's...
Yeah, there's this really successful businesswoman who's too busy for love. And then she comes back and, oh, I need to buy plants for my mom. And she runs into a guy, oh, you're so big and strong now. I remember when we went to high school? He's like, I love you. And she's like, no, I'm too busy for that. I'm a big professional. And she's like, I'm happy here on our tree farm now. And that's every Hallmark movie ever.
So you do watch.
Oh, I've seen him.
That's crazy.
I've seen him.
Lizzie chimed in and said, I've been watching the Hulu trash shows. Hulu seems to be the home of a lot of trash shows right now. It's where you can go to get them. Oh, like the Pam and Tommy series and some things like that. Yeah, there's some good trash on there as
There was one that I did watch, I will have to say, that is really popular right now, but I think it is just absolute trash. And Ryan, I'm going to need you to help me out with the name of it.
Why you think he's going to know all the trash?
I guarantee you he knows the name of this show. What is it called? What's a really popular one right now? Think of it with a bunch of drug users and...
Like
the high school kids. What is it called?
I don't know.
Oh my goodness. With, Tom Holland's girlfriend.
Zendaya?
Yeah.
Euphoria.
Euphoria. That is trash. You like how we just played that game?
Have been together for
like, come on now.
Happy
come on now. The Tom Holland girl. Like, I didn't need to go that route with giving him the information I needed, but I did, and he got it. So
what's surprising to me is you claimed you don't really watch anything, and now as we have led you to the trash pile, you found like eight items that you picked out of there.
True. But I don't know if I would consider like Community trash. I think towards the end it maybe was. A lot of people would argue with me pretty aggressively about Euphoria being trash, wouldn't they?
I think that it's just like, you know, I don't know. It has a very big chokehold on the Gen Z, millennial generation when it comes to makeup and clothing and ways
sex.
Of living. Yep. And even though these are all high schoolers, you know, it's to the
high schooler. Yeah.
And I
don't like that. And that's what I kind of start to think makes it trash. And I don't mean to be on my high horse here, my moral high horse, but yeah, I think it's absolute trash.
How are you the class of the show?
Nah, we're living in a dangerous world if that's the case.
We want you to admit your trashy viewing habits, too. Another one that I know people do is it like my 600-pound life, or then I think they lost a little, it's a 400-pound life.
Is it 400
now,
or 600?
And the 90-day fiancé kind of things. I have never dove into those. Shows like Storage Wars and them, those are ones. Locked Up Abroad, that's another series that I'll watch. You know, that's the kind of trashy stuff that I get into. You know, some dumb cooking shows that all of a sudden I'm there and, hey, make stuff out of wood on PBS, and I'll be locked into it, you know?
There's some of those that I think are more well done than others. Like, did you ever watch the fishing show, the crabbing show with Micro narrated it?
The Deadliest Catch.
The Deadliest Catch. Did you watch that?
Some, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that was trash.
No, and that's not... I don't think that is.
There's
in my definition, it's not. In others, it might be.
Yeah, that is.
You know, whatever is your guilty pleasure of viewing, we'll go with that. Like, for some, it might be, somebody might say, like you, I gave the example before, oh, I hate soccer, I never watch soccer, and then they're home alone, and all of a sudden they switch it on. Or, you know, they get caught watching table tennis, and they never admit it, but then they come back. Hell, I watched the cornhole tournament on ESPN, you know, 4 or something, you know, whenever it was
on. Now,
I wasn't proud of it, but I was really bored. Next thing I know, I got to see if Bill Marler can get this next one in there.
He's pretty good, I've heard.
He's the best in South Dakota.
All right. Well, we want to hear from you today. What is your guilty pleasure show? What is a TV show that you watch that you're ashamed to admit it's okay? This is a safe space.
It is.
You can talk to us.
It is.
You
safe.
Can text us at 888-530-0043. Or if you've got the confidence to call, 970-353-1310. More Good Morning NoCo when we come back on the other side on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
The Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary. Weekday afternoons at 3 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
I heard you had to drive him home after two umbrella drinks.
Oh, you see, I lip-sync, and Brian's just like, oh, I'm just going to get this out there. Welcome back in to the Allo Communications Studios.
It's Good Morning NoCo. I'm Brian Gary, and he's Tanner Schwint. He's eating.
No, I'm chewing on my thoughts.
They come in a yellow package?
Yeah, you leave my Belvita alone. This weather the next 2 days, because I was just looking at the forecast.
Oh, it's schizophrenic.
It's stupid. Like,
the weather's stupid. We got a stupid front coming in from the East Coast.
It's a stupid front from the East Coast. There's a stupid one coming from here, and there's a stupid one coming from here. 90 degrees today.
Yeah.
25 to 30 miles an hour per wind. Gusts up to 50.
Yep.
And then it's going to freeze Saturday night into Sunday morning.
We're going to lose 45 degrees from today's high to tomorrow's high.
Stupid.
That's
it is stupid. Sometimes the weather in Colorado really, really irks me, and it is this week. It's like, because here's the thing. There are so many farmers out there who have already got their crops planted. If it comes in and we have a deep freeze, you think the cost of everything is high right now? Wait until all of those crops freeze and die. It is going to be a disaster. And I know there's nothing we can do about it. It's not like you can get an 80-acre tarp and put it over your crops. That's not possible.
Get some of them sideline heaters and just blast them over there.
Maybe. I don't know. But it's just frustrating, and it's going to be so stupid. But like you said, you know, there's a big storm coming up, 45 degrees from today into tomorrow.
And staying there for Saturday as well, where it's still going to be in the lower 40s with a rain-snow mix expected to come our way. So, I mean, it goes to the old adage that everybody from any state says this, but hey, if you don't like the weather in Michigan, wait a minute, it'll change. They always say that in Colorado. It's very true, and this is going to be the example of that over the next few days and into the weekend.
Now, the one thing I did learn in my meteorology class that I got a C in at UNC was that Colorado is actually the most difficult place to predict the weather because of the Rocky Mountains. It throws it off so badly that you never know what's going to happen. And so, yeah, I do. I mean, I poke fun of it. That's Colorado weather for you, but it's true in this case. It's going to be insane. Again, 90 today, dropping down to 45 tomorrow. We will have Cody Wilson on the show tomorrow morning as well.
Wonderful.
With Denver Front Range weather to break it all down. Brian, why don't you talk about one of our great sponsors here this morning?
I would love to, and we have such a great family of people who make this show possible. People like Dusty at Air Solutions. Air Solutions, title sponsor of our show, and we appreciate them greatly. I have used them over and over. I got a brand new furnace from them. Their thermostat system. Dusty's got a new thing where it basically turns into a home security system where you could program your lights, program your garage, the lights around there, have surveillance on it, all in one function on your phone, including adjusting your thermostat. They're ahead of the game at Air Solutions, and if you're ready to get your air conditioner or your furnace going or just checked out, there's no better place to go than Air Solutions. Give Dusty and his gang a call today, 970-356-7072. Try to say it without singing it. 970-356-7072. Give a call to Air Solutions today. More coming up next with Good Morning NoCo on 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Prep Sports and the UNC Bears are on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
It's Brian's favorite year.
It's my favorite year?
It's an election year.
Oh, God.
We're going to have some fun with this story because there is significant importance in voting. You would agree with that, right?
Well, 1,000%.
But
thank you for educating me, Tanner, about the
I'm just seeing where you're standing on
vote.
This.
Yeah.
We're going to get it.
I love getting my sticker.
We're dipping our toes into the political world today. This is like a test run.
Sure. I'm soaking in it. What a surprise.
You've been following the Pennsylvania election at all? The primaries out there?
Who's that?
That is, well, you know him.
Who?
If you have ever had your TV on at noon, you know him. It's Dr. Oz.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, I'm aware of him.
He's running.
Yeah, I know.
Why are we having these things happen? This ties back in with what we were talking about yesterday with Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg and how they're not really real people. And I think they might be aliens and they're just trying to get us to be okay and comfortable with aliens. That's for legal reasons. That's a joke. But you have these people who are starting to get such fame and fortune. They're like, you know what? Let's go run for politics.
That's our society is messed up because we look to those people as better than us, above us, just because they have a particular skill at something else.
Now, and I want to put this disclaimer out there. I have not heard what Dr. Oz's platform is. I don't know what he believes in. I don't know any of that. But it just seems weird to me that we have, in the last couple of years, had a reality TV show host in the Celebrity Apprentice be our president, and yes, now Dr. Oz could be a senator.
Look, yes.
Isn't that weird?
No, it definitely is, because, look, we went from Trump and the Apprentice and from the year fired to all of that. He was celebrity before he was politics, and he never really was politics. He was celebrity. I mean, that's what drove him in there, and because he was a businessman. You know, those are the things that got him there, is popularity in the public and there. Not necessarily politics, those two things, and then the politics developed when he was in there. Joe Biden, of course, celebrity, being one of Jeff Dunham's puppets. He... He makes it there. Nancy Pelosi, the all-American girl doll gone bad that was left in the closet for a while. You have the mortician in McConnell,
yes,
who's in there, too. And Dr. Oz, what I want to see is him run against, like, Jerry Springer, who did win mayor of Cincinnati at one time. And, you know, Dr. Phil, why isn't he running? You know, it is strange that we're plucking from TV. It goes to, you know, I made a mention the other day. We were talking about TV sports, how an athlete can jump right from an athlete, they put him right into
in the
broadcast.
Booth, yeah, we're talking about Tom Brady, right?
Right,
yeah.
And I think there's a lot of that right now with celebrity when you're hearing Schwarzenegger getting in
right,
office.
Right, that's the one I couldn't think of.
And The Rock talking. I mean, there's people who would like The Rock to run for president. You know,
can you smell what The Rock is cooking? Exactly. Here's my foreign policy.
I can taste your frustration.
Hard to argue that he might be. I mean, it's hard. I don't know if I could make the case he could be worse, but nonetheless, this is just a bizarre phenomenon. And I hope this dies away. Like, I'm sure that there are some very talented people that looked at it and said, okay, I can go into politics and, you know, be bought, you know, and get all this backing and fill my pockets in not, you know, shady ways. Or I can jump straight on this, you know, 12 o'clock TV show on ABC, make millions, and then, you know, okay, you know, I made my money, now I want to go and I'm sure there's some who run with good intent. But
oh, of course.
It needs to die before the TikTok generation gets old enough to run for these seats. Because we think TV personalities are dumb and stupid. If you get on TikTok and roll through there for just a couple of minutes, it is ridiculous. So I really hope we get away from this phase. I hope that we don't keep, you know, electing these, like, just because of the name. I will say this once. I will say it. You'll hear me say it 1,000 times as it is an election year. We'll be talking about it in November. Do your research on what you're voting on. And if you don't know, don't vote, because that is how dumb things happen.
My whole thing is I vote on likability. I have to like somebody, believe in them, and then trust it. Look, the presidents of companies aren't always the most brilliant ones, but they're smart enough to put the right people in right positions.
Correct.
And that's what I hope for out of my government officials as well. We talk about pulling out of different, like, entertainment or different spectrums for a leader. If that didn't happen, history would have changed greatly. Ronald Reagan.
Right.
You know.
And he's one of those prime examples that it worked out really well with.
It did. And he started with smaller offices and worked his way up and then got into the presidential ring. That, to me, that's a good pattern. That's a way to do it. So people, if they're not jumping into these, I don't think we could throw down a blanket, I hope these things don't happen anymore.
Right.
It's a person to person thing, and you've just got to read it. And you made a perfect point. Get to know who you're voting for.
And what you're voting for when it comes to the issues. And like
exactly.
I said, if you have done your research on Dr. Oz and you're like, okay, I like what this guy stands
sure.
for, I'm not voting just because it's Dr. Oz and that'd be cool. Maybe, you know, he's a heart surgeon. I'm sure he's a smart guy. He was a heart surgeon before he turned into a TV personality. There's no doubt about it. But this is the Pennsylvania primary. He's going up against a former hedge fund CEO, which might be worse than Dr. Oz, but in David McCormick. And right now, it is still too close to call. This happened on Tuesday, the election for the primaries did, for who is going to take on the Democrat come November. And it's still too close to call. Oz led McCormick by 1,723 votes on Wednesday out of more than 1.3 million votes counted. So this is razor thin right now. There were tens of thousands of votes left to be counted, including at least 22,000 mail ballots and an unknown number of votes cast on Election Day. But it was kind of cool. Dr. Oz reached out to former President Trump to ask for advice, and he said, stop the count. It's over. Just stop it now. The mail ballots are not going to work. Stop the count. And Dr. Oz said, no, I don't think I'm going to do that.
Well, because he's convinced that he can beat a hedgehog. What was it?
Hedgehog?
Okay.
Yeah.
He's taking on Sonic.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Dr. Oz didn't actually call Trump, to my knowledge, anyhow. But it's just, this is interesting. So we'll keep you updated on this, because these primaries, you know, for the GOP nationwide, this is going to be a critical year for everybody. It's going to be a critical year because the way things are going right now, you've got a lot of frustration in there, just like you did 2 years ago. We're getting frustrated with how things are going. There's a Colorado GOP candidate that is just absurd. We're going to talk about that a little bit later on, too. He wants to change how we vote. He wants to change where not every vote counts the exact same.
I just find it interesting that if you lose something, that you can just go ahead and go, okay, we have to assure this never happens again. We must come up with a new way of this. I know. Let's pee for distance.
That's right.
That's right.
Some would argue that might be more credible.
Right.
I don't know. But it's like, it's like Andy Bernard said in The Office. The Bernards do not lose competitions. We either win them or we quit them because they're not fair. And that's about where some of the Colorado GOP people are right now. 6:49 the time. It's Good Morning NoCo presented by Air Solutions. There's more of this coming your way on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFK.
For the latest on the Broncos, the Nuggets, and the Rockies, listen to The Hull Show, weekdays at noon on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Good morning, NoCo. Welcome back to 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. I'm Brian Gary, along with my partner, Tanner Schwint. Ryan Kelly, producer this hour. Great to have you, Ryan. We're talking about our poll question of the day. Our Happy Life Gardens and Evans poll question is, what is your guilty pleasure of TV? What trash TV do you watch, but you're ashamed to admit? Getting some people chiming in, and this one I'm right on, Bar Rescue. I have never missed Bar Rescue with John Tapp.
I don't think that's trash.
That's total trash. Okay, oh, my God, that's trash TV.
If a guy came into my... if I owned a business, he came in there and yelled at me like that. Nope, we're going to have words out back, and you're going to take your camera, and you're going to, yeah.
Well, he's only there because you wrote a letter saying that your business
true.
Was crap,
okay,
and you've got to try
true.
To change your investment.
Yeah.
You expect him to come in and say, well, you're doing everything right here. I can't understand why you're not failing.
I seek gratification, so, yeah.
Well, then don't own a bar.
Okay.
Right?
That's fair.
Celebrity Big Brother. It's another one I know a lot of people watch. And I got somebody commenting on the most original, I think the original, the one that started all this trash TV, was The Real World on MTV.
That one was really bad. There's a lot of those on MTV. What is it, like Teen Mom on MTV?
Yes.
That is just terrible.
It's awful. The 17 and Pregnant or whatever,
you know,
those kind of shows. Trash. Here's one. Now, again, people's definition is different, but Ghost Adventures on the Travel Channel. Somebody
That's
is hooked
trash.
On that.
It's trash.
The Curse of Oak Island.
No, I haven't seen
There's another one that people are addicted to. Some would call it trash. Some would call it the best thing on TV. Those are the kind of shows I'm looking for you to chime in on.
All right, we got a caller up on the line. Ryan, what do we got here?
Oh, we have Below Deck from Jared.
All right.
Yeah.
Below Deck.
That's the cooking. That's the, right? Isn't that the, or no, what no. is it?
That's like the crab one, I'm pretty sure.
No, that was the deadliest catch.
Jared is very, sorry, Jared. Let me pull this up real quick.
All right. Well, I got another, this one, The Masked Singer. That's another
I've never seen an episode of it. It looks trash.
It totally does. Somebody took some mushrooms and decided to make a TV show. Naked and Afraid is another one.
Yeah, Below Deck, Jared, I have heard of this. Okay. Yeah, you should be ashamed of that one.
Okay.
It's on Bravo. So can we just put the whole like channel, the Bravo and put it into this grouping?
You can, because that includes the Real Housewives of New York and all the other places. Yes.
But the more that I think of it, Brian, I think you are taking the cake right now with the Kardashians.
Look, I try to set the bar low. All right.
That is maybe the worst TV show. I've never seen an episode of it, and I'm going to call it the worst TV show ever invented.
I'm not proud of me.
Good. You shouldn't be proud. For that
I watch it to be disgusted, and I'm intrigued.
Do you feel your IQ go down when you watch it? Can you?
Well, she's taking the bar exam to be a lawyer.
talking about people who shouldn't be in charge or have a say on things.
Yes.
Yeah. Kim Kardashian. Yeah. Chad chiming in with Below Deck as well. So there's a couple there. That might be, we might need to add that to the list of things to watch.
But my dad would write in the Weather Channel. You know, that's.
It's kind of like you said with the Nightly News. At this point, you're getting closer.
No, there's a lot of trash out there, but there's a lot of things that are just kind of, even if it's that niche TV. Like, I'm hooked on a show called Ultimate Cowboy Showdown, hosted by Trace Adkins. It's on the Inspire Network, but it's a bunch of cowboys from across the country who compete in cowboy and things like trying to, you know, get some calves to go through. You got to sort them, got to get a couple out, got to get them into the trailer, get them through this and that. I mean, it's interesting. Yeah, it is, but I'm absolutely addicted to it, and I love it each week.
Did you ever see the Broken Skull Ranch with Steve Austin?
No, I didn't, but I love the idea. It's stone cold, baby.
It's hilarious. And that's trash TV. It was on CMT it premiered back in 2014. It's hilarious. You know, it's just like a physical challenge. I do like those. There's one on MTV as well called The Challenge.
Oh, I've seen that.
It's trash. That one is absolutely trash. But CT on there. CT gets the people going. For Brian Gary, I'm Tanner Schwint. Hour two coming up. Thanks to Ryan Kelly. Great to have him back in the studio with us today. It is Good Morning NoCo, presented by Air Solutions. Nick Saban had some thoughts on the NIL. We're going to dive into that as well coming up. I'm sure Brian's got a couple of stories that'll give us some laughs along the way. Ask a Lawyer with Havila and Taylor coming up at 7:35. We're getting ready to roll here. It's Good Morning NoCo on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.